talk about state legislation to restrict access to tanning for minors. And our objectives, as you can see up there, are to identify the states with laws restricting minors' access to tanning facilities and describe the general provisions and variations in laws across the state. The data sources come from the NCI State Cancer Legislative Database. We maintain a database of state cancer-related legislation on the following topics. They are access to state-of-the-art treatment, breast cancer, excuse me, disparities, cancer registries, cervical cancer, colorectal cancer, genetics, ovarian cancer, prostate cancer, skin cancer, testicular cancer, tobacco, and uterine cancer. As of mid-year, the SCLIT contained more than 6,000 records, including more than 4,000 individual legislative abstracts and over 2,000 year-end status records, which are snapshots of the law at the end of the year. The relevant SCLIT laws and resolutions were identified, reviewed, and analyzed to capture laws and provisions of such laws related to minors' access to tanning facilities. Additional SCLIT research was performed to capture laws and resolutions addressing skin cancer awareness education in schools and skin cancer awareness generally. We use these topical keywords when we search our database, and they were skin cancer awareness, skin cancer school health, and skin cancer tanning facility. I should warn that there are limitations to our program. Our database only contains state-enacted legislation, so therefore it does not include legislation that were introduced but not enacted, state-level regulations, measures implemented by counties, cities, or other localities, opinions of attorneys general, decisions of federal, state, or local courts, with the exception of a few states in the area of tobacco use and clean indoor air. So although many states have issued regulations prohibiting or restricting minors' access to tanning facilities, we do not show the regulations in this presentation. Now, many of you, I'm sure, are familiar with this data. Skin cancer is the most common cancer in the United States. Approximately 1 million cases are diagnosed annually, and approximately 10,000 Americans die of skin cancer annually, and they account for about 4% of all cancer deaths. As we age, we'll find that between 40 to 50% of Americans who live to age 65 will develop non-melanoma skin cancer at some point in their lives. Women who use tanning beds more than once a month are 55% more likely to develop malignant melanoma. And ultraviolet radiation from tanning devices may be 10 to 15 times stronger than exposure to the midday sun. Just imagine that. And 16% of users use tanning beds more than 100 times a year, well above the recommended exposure. In the year 2000, the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences concluded that sun lamps and tanning beds are carcinogenic. In 2005, now we go to sun and artificial tanning by youth, 8.7% of teenagers ages 14 to 17 use tanning beds. And as these teenagers grow older, the proportion of users increase. And more teenage girls than boys use tanning beds. Studies have revealed an association between the age of first use of indoor tanning equipment and melanoma risk. Earlier studies have documented that exposure to sunlight in childhood is an important contributing factor for melanoma risk in adults. Evidence also suggests that younger people are at greater risk of the carcinogenic impact. Organizations and medical associations have issued recommendations regarding youth and tanning beds. The World Health Organization recommends that no one under 18 years use a tanning bed. The CDC recommends that school programs about skin cancer advise against using tanning beds. And the American Cancer Society, the American Academy of Dermatology, the AMA, and the NCI, they all recommend patient education on ultraviolet radiation avoidance and sunscreen use. The SCLIT program uses the following definitions of these words. They are, bans are laws prohibiting, without exception, the use of tanning facilities by minors. License penalties are laws addressing penalties against a tanning facility's license holder, including license suspension or revocation, for not observing the laws regarding the use of such facilities. Minors are persons below legal age, as they are defined by the state, and parental consent is the exclusion of a minor's mandated compliance with a tanning facilities law based on the intervention of a parent or guardian. Penalties are incurred for violating minors' access to tanning facilities laws. And physician authorization is the exclusion of a minor's mandated compliance with a tanning facilities law based on the intervention of a medical professional. Continuing with definition, skin cancer, as we know, is a malignant growth of the skin. And when we talk about states, we are talking about 50 states and the District of Columbia. A tanning device is an ultraviolet or other lamps and equipment intended to induce skin tanning through irradiation with ultraviolet radiation, or equipment that emits electromagnetic radiation with wavelengths in the air, used for tanning of the skin, including sun lamp, tanning booth, or tanning bed. Tanning facilities is in any location, place, or business which provides people with access to any tanning device. And warning signs are the display of warning to consumers on the dangers associated with tanning statement. Warning statement, finally, is the law addressing the requirement that a tanning facility operator, proprietor, or owner provide an individual or minor's parent or guardian with information disclosing the risk of tanning, including the risk of skin cancer. I now have a series of maps to show you. 21 states have laws addressing minor's access to tanning facilities. California became the first state to enact such a law in 1988. The law requires that any person under the age of 14 be accompanied by a parent or legal guardian when using a tanning device in a tanning facility. Since that time, 20 more states have followed with restrictions ranging from banning minors at specified ages from using tanning facilities to simply just requiring tanning facilities to provide users with a warning statement that describes the risks associated with tanning. The latest state to enact a minor's access to tanning facilities law is North Dakota. And as you can see on the map, 30 states do not have any law regarding this. Four states ban the use of tanning facilities by minors. They are California, New Jersey, and New York. They prohibit minors under age 14 from using tanning facilities, while in Wisconsin, in the north, minors under the age of 16 are prohibited. 18 states have laws authorizing the use of tanning facilities by minors at specified ages or age ranges with written statement of parental or guardian consent. Of these states, 7 of them, Georgia, Indiana, Louisiana, Minnesota, New Hampshire, New York, and Utah, require that the consent statement or form be signed at the tanning facility and or in the presence of the tanning facility operator. Seven states, Florida, Indiana, Kentucky, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Michigan, and Tennessee, have laws that restrict the use of tanning facilities by minors, unless the minor is accompanied by a parent or guardian. The law in Tennessee, for example, authorizes provision of a notarized consent form if the parent or guardian is not present. North Carolina prohibits people under age 13 from using tanning equipment without a written prescription from the person's physician that specifies the nature of the condition requiring treatment. A doctor may prescribe the use of sun lamps or tanning beds to treat symptoms or physical problems, such as psoriasis, acne, or other conditions. Prescriptions may also be provided to treat depression or seasonal affective disorder. 3 states, New Hampshire, North Dakota, and Texas, require both parental accompaniment and physician authorization for minors at specified ages. In Texas, parents must accompany minors ages 13 to 15, and for minors under age 13, physician authorization is also required. In 5 states, Jersey, Georgia, Ohio, Utah, and Wisconsin, the posting of a warning sign in the tanning facility is required. Signage requirements vary by state and may or may not be specified in the law. 3 states, and there are Kentucky, New Hampshire, and North Carolina, require a warning statement to be provided to consumers detailing the dangers of artificial tanning. 11 states require both a warning sign to be posted as well as a warning sign statement to be provided to the consumers. So what are the penalties for violation of minors' access to tanning facilities law? 7 states specify a penalty or fine. 11 states have laws that specify penalties or monetary fines, as well as license suspension or revocation of the license for failure to comply. 3 states call for the promulgation of rules or regulations establishing penalties, but they do not specify what types of penalties. For school health measures related to sun exposure and tanning by youth, Arizona requires public schools to incorporate instruction into existing curricula on skin cancer prevention if the FDA furnishes a comprehensive free program. California requires instructions regarding certain methods of prevention and detection. California also requires school sites to allow during the school day articles of sun protective clothing and the use of sunscreen with a physician's note or prescription. Hawaii urges the State Department of Health to work with the State Department of Education to develop and implement a program in all public schools to educate students on the dangers of sun exposure. And finally, Kentucky encourages public schools to provide age-appropriate education to all students on the risks associated with exposure. The last map shows the 8 states approving measures that promote awareness, prevention, and the early detection of skin cancer melanoma. So finally, in conclusion, I have shown that 41% of states have laws relating to miners' access to tanning facilities. The extensiveness of the restrictions on miners' access to tanning facilities vary from complete bans to use with parental consent or no law. State policy efforts to reduce youth access to tanning facilities and to educate miners on the dangers of artificial tanning may potentially reduce the risk of skin cancer. And then on the next two slides, I show you the references, and you can log on to the ATHA website if you want to study them. And finally, I want to give you some information on how you can access our website. It's at www.scld-nci.net. And you can also get information about this program from Lisa Leinberger, who's in the audience, and she is my co-author, and we'll be happy to answer any questions. Thank you.